So thank you very much for inviting me, for being part of this night air program and about this idea of shifting scents and sounds from the deserts. So I've not been able to join, but I'm happy to be there virtually with you. I apologize, the Wi-Fi connection is not that good. That's the best we've been able to do here from the desert of Arizona. At least it's a place connected to the topic of sand and desert and sound. So tonight we're gonna listen to a sound piece called Desierto. So I'm Felix Blum. I'm a sound artist and sound engineer, French, living between Mexico, Brazil, and Europe in the last years, and right now in Arizona for another upcoming project related to the desert. So this sound piece, Desierto, is produced by Arte Radio. It's done with sound recorded by myself and Pierre Costard during different trips to the same desert of San Luis Potosí, a few hours north from Mexico City. It's an altiplano, 2,000 meter high, more or less. And it's the desert, but there are, of course, a few people living there. It's not so empty as we could think it is. It's recorded in different small communities and village on these altiplanos of San Luis Potosí. So I will not talk that much about the piece before. I think it's better just you can listen to it. And maybe after I will talk a bit more about how the piece has been done, how it has been produced, and what was the idea and the process of the creation of the piece. So this piece is 24 minutes long. So I wish you a very nice listening session of the desert, and see you after to talk a bit more about it. Have a good listening. Thank you. Thank you very much for your listening. I hope you had a nice journey in the desert, of the Mexican desert. So now I will tell you a bit more about the piece, about the process of the piece, and I will share some images of this process. So so I've been, as a sound engineer, I've been invited to work on different documentaries projects, and I've been recording in the desert in different places and times, mostly like in 2010, 2012, I've been like doing some project as a sound engineer on documentaries in Chile, in Peru, in Mexico, in Arizona and different part of the US, and different place where called desert places. And that's in a way something that I like, because the desert is supposed to be silent, and of course you cannot really record silent, or silent would not exist in terms of sound material or sound recording. And and of course, those places are not so silent as we could think they are. But there is a kind of challenge each time to try to find, to record something in a place which is supposed to be nothing. So I like it very much to spend time in the desert. And I've been first to this place, to the San Luis Potosí desert in 2012, just a few days visiting, passing by, of course already recording a few sounds, but that's a place that I really like. I mean, the desert itself, and then this small town of a small village of Guadalay, where a train is going in the middle, that you've been able to listen. It's the train going north and crossing the border of the US, going from Mexico to the United States of America. So I decided a few years later, in 2019, to make a second trip there, this time a bit more time, a few weeks, especially to record sounds. And I went there with a friend called Pierre Costa, both of us recording sounds there. And at this point, I knew the place, I knew the territory, I knew I wanted to come to go back to this place that I've been a long time ago, a few years before. But I didn't know what I wanted to record, what I wanted to do with it. And that's a process that I really like in general, is to be able to know a place where I would like to go and discover through this act of listening, through the act of recording sounds, but mostly through meeting people. It's like a kind of a pretext of meeting people, is having my gear, my microphones, and going to a place and say, okay, let's go to record the place and let's try to ask the people living there what kind of sound we could record, what kind of sound we should record. And that's a good way to meet people, to learn from them and to understand better their relation with the place they're living through the listening, but not only, of course. How they are living those places, what is their relation with their daily soundscapes. And so, of course, it can be like a bit weird for them because it's not so common to have some people coming to record sounds, but it's something that people will understand. In general, they know that sound recording exists. They know that some people could like to record sounds. And so they accept it, and it's a way to go to those places. So of course there isn't so many sounds there. It's a long time of just waiting. But as always, or most of the time when doing some field recordings, just waiting for sounds, looking for sounds, or looking for something without knowing that much what we are looking for. That's something I like in general, is not to know too much about the spaces, about the places where we are going or where I'm going. So we don't have too much a priori, you don't have too much things in mind, and you're not looking for something specific. You're definitely searching, you're like actively waiting for something or listening to the things that could happen, but you don't really know what you're gonna find. And that's something that I really like. It just, not to know what will happen. So we spend sometimes in the desert recording sound, mostly wind. And then of course, in the desert, we've been recording the train again and again, because there are plenty of train and crossing this desert. And then slowly recording not only the natural soundscapes, but all the people living there and small villages, small houses in the middle of the desert. And because of course, there are some people living there. And if you spend some time, you start meeting them, and you then start recording their daily activities. So there are a few villages where there are not that much of activities, but there is this, a few houses in different villages around those places. And then there are the people working in the desert, which are mostly the shepherd and the people taking care of cows, of sheep, of goats. There are different people living there, but that's the main activity is this one of being with animals and taking care of them in the desert, which is kind of complicated because of course there isn't that much to eat, so it's always challenging for them to find some food for them. But it was a good way because they are the ones who spend most of the time of the days in the desert. So they know very good the desert, they know very good all the sound that we could record in the desert. And they produce, of course, some sound that you've been able to listen. And that's something I'm very interested in general, like this way of how they talk to their animals, or they give them some instruction. And but there are definitely the people who knows better the desert and all the sounds from the desert. They spend some time. They put some fire on the cactus, actually, so so they can the cows mostly can eat them and get some water from the cactus without getting the spine. And then, once again, the microphone were like the pretext to say, okay, we are here, we are recording sound. Do you mind if I go with you and I can accompany you during one day, for example? And so it was a way to go with them and to discover the place with them, and of course talk with them, not only doing some sound recording, but being able to have their to have a small chat and to have some reflection about the place they're living in and about life in general and local stories and things like this. So we spent, it wasn't exactly in one specific villages, it was in between a few different villages, and we went from one place to the other one, sometimes doing camping and spending some nights in the desert too, in between the small villages. And there were, those different shepherds which we've been. And in the villages, the other contact was just small shops where people can buy basic things, which were in general like a good starting point to know what we could find around, where we could, for example, listen to specific birds, or where we could find a specific coyote. That's Luz on the picture, which is listening some of the recording we've done together, because of course the gear, it's once again like the starting point for being there, but for have like a small first relation with the people, and to then to keep in contact with them and to keep in touch with them, so to show them what we are doing and what we are recording. And once again, they know that exists, that sound recording exists, but they're not so used to record or to listen to recordings of themselves or of their goats or of their cattle. So it's always very nice to be able to use the gear and the microphone to meet them. Then slowly, and as you've been listening in the piece, I've been doing it like more or less from the early morning until the night, and we finish with a few minutes in the deep night with crickets and coyote and some very far sound of the train. So we've been recording a lot during the night too, and when we start recording about the night, people start telling us some stories too. Mostly stories about lights that I've been able to see in the nights, and that's the stories have not been part of the sound piece, but those stories are part of a small film that I've done with the same sound and the stories with the people telling those stories. So in the image before, it was a few children in a small village that have been like playing and recording the sound. You've been able to listen to their voices at the beginning of the sound piece when they're just whispering at the microphone. And this one's in another school recording this trumpet call, which is at the beginning too of it. This was the guy taking care of the train and announcing on the walkie-talkie what's happening. And of course we took part of the village lives too, and like parties and music and bands, as you've been able to listen in the sound piece too. So as I was saying, so those stories and about lights became a small movie, which we will not show tonight. But I will the film is called Luces del Desierto, which means desert lights. And I will just show you the trailer of this film, and before I talk a bit more about it.
Es una luz que se mueve.
Es una luz que sale directamente de la Tierra.
Es algo que se desprende del cielo, así ardiendo, se viene.
Cayó hacia adelante de mí.
Y de repente vi que pasaron tres bolas de lumbre de fuego.
Como si fueran a chocar con las estrellas.
Se avientan al fuego y del fuego ya salen volando en bolas de fuego.
Como existe el bien, existe el mal, y yo creo que se van por el lado del mal.
Vienen por los niños o los bebés.
Ya se han muerto muchos.
Santa María, Madre de Dios, ruega por nosotros los pecadores, ahora y en la hora de nuestra muerte.
Y esa vez es el miedo. Que lo hace hoy mover algo.
So this was the trailer of this film. You probably recognize a few of the sound you've been listening, but you have the story too of the people telling, because when you go to a place, people can eventually share you some stories and locals miss, and most of them were around this idea of seeing light in the desert. So of course, for this project and for the project in general I've done, I like to come back to the places and to make them listen to the sound I've been recording. So I came back last year in 2021. I've done a few more recording which are included in the sound piece. But then it was, yeah, coming back, giving them a copy of the sounds and the video I've done, and have their feedback of what they thought about it. And actually they were very good at recognizing the sounds, the voices of the people, the sounds. They could even recognize which donkey of which village it was just from the sound. So there are, I mean, very, very nice. And it's always very important for me to come back to the places and to keep in contact with a few of them, and to still have some news of when it's very dry, when it's really wet. I mean, the news from the desert and the things that are important for them. So of course this sound piece, Desierto, that you just listened, is available for download and listen on the site of Arte Radio. And well, it was the starting point of this night around sound and sand and desert. So I wish you a nice program and a nice listening of the sound from the sand and from the deserts. Thank you.